Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Thanks, Todd, and welcome to another edition of Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. Today, we talk to Don King, world-famous boxing promoter and quite a character, known for his involvement in historic boxing matches like the Rumble in the Jungle and the Thriller in Manila. King's promoted some of the most prominent names in boxing, including Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, Larry Holmes, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Chris Bird, John Ruiz. Now, King entered the boxing world after convincing Muhammad Ali to box in a charity exhibition for a local hospital in Cleveland with the help of singer Lloyd Price. Early on, King formed a partnership with a local promoter who already had a stable of fighters in Cleveland and years of experience in boxing. So in 1974, King negotiated to promote a heavyweight championship fight between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman in Zaire, which he named the Rumble in the Jungle. The fight between Ali and Foreman was so anticipated that King's rivals all sought to promote the fight, but King was able to secure the record $10 million purse at that time in an arrangement with the government of Zaire. King solidified his position as one of boxing's preeminent promoters the following year with a fight between Ali and Joe Frazier in Manila, the capital of the Philippines. He called that one the Thriller in Manila. Now, my interview with Don King was scheduled to promote a March 13, 1999 fight that was a heavyweight championship to unite the WBA, WBC, and IBF heavyweight championships between Evander Holyfield and Lennox Lewis. But even that fight ended up mired in controversy. Despite Holyfield's claims, Lewis dominated the early portion of the fight, and with the decision now up to the judges, everyone expected Lennox Lewis to be named the winner. But instead, the judges called the fight a draw, promoting boos from the crowd and shocking TV announcers and reporters at ringside. King's now 89 years old and lives in Cleveland, Ohio. Here's my interview with the man who coined the phrase, "Only in America," fight promoter Don King.
Hello.
Only in America can little Joey Mitchell in Sacramento get a call from the king of fight promoters, Don King.
Joey, only in America is correct. The greatest nation in the world, and don't you ever forget it.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
You are like kind of a real inspiration for me. I've seen you on Miami Vice acting. You're a hell of an actor, a great fight promoter. You've got all the top boxers, and you just keep making more and more money.
You know, it's just America, man. It's the greatest country in the world. I love everybody. You know, white America saved me 2 years ago. So it just demonstrates that white and black can work together in harmony just as do playing one of the Bach or Beethoven, Chopin, or Tchaikovsky. But let me say this, Joey, you are just wonderful. I'm glad to be on your program. I'm proud to be on your airwaves and to talk to your beautiful people that are listening, that we have Holyfield Lewis on March 13th. The only seat is available is in your living room. You have to call it on pay-per-view. Call your local cable operator now, because that's the only way you can get a seat to see this historic event when the world comes together in the unmitigated, the unadulterated, the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world.
That's going to be awesome. Two champions in the same ring. You got any predictions on what's going to happen?
Well, I think that Holyfield made the prediction. This is the first time in his rally that he ever makes a prediction, and it's highly unusual. He has predicted that he will knock out Lennox Lewis in three.
Whoa.
Now, this is really something, you know.
He never does that.
Never does that. The holy man always is pious and benign and not drawing out there on the line, you know.
Yeah.
But this time, he says he's going after this guy because this guy has Satan in him. He started talking about some of his personal business, is calling him a hypocrite. And then Lennox Lewis came back and made a prediction that he would go into the ring with one belt, but he would come out with three.
You see,
couldn't beat them odds in Las Vegas.
You always do that. You make me want to watch. I mean, this is going to be awesome. Now, Don, you were there when he got his ear bit.
Oh, my God.
And what was unbelievable was what a gentleman Holyfield was. To be able to forgive, you really are right. He is the holy man.
Yes, he is. He's a tremendous guy. And never, you know, I was the most shocked man in the world. When I put Holyfield in the ring with Tyson,
yeah,
I can truthfully admit to all the American public, I thought Holyfield had two chances, slim and none,
uh-huh.
And I thought Slim was out of town.
Yeah.
See, I had no inclination that he'd ever be able to win against this man, but he proved to me he rose to the occasion, he destroyed him, and then came back and did it again. So I got to tell you that Holyfield is a tremendous guy, a great fighter, and I'm very happy, honored, and privileged to be his promoter.
Well, I got to ask you then, since you mentioned the T word, what is up with Mike Tyson? He could have been the greatest fighter in the world, and he's gone nuts on us.
I can't believe it myself, Joey. I really can't make too much of a commentary. All I can say is that it's a tragic situation, and I'm very saddened by it. Here's a man that comes out of prison, makes in excess of $120 million net,
uh-huh.
And then he finds fault because people put whispers in his ear of the job that was done. The best deal ever created in the history of boxing, I created on behalf of Mike Tyson. And we were doing exceedingly well, but he allowed other people to interfere with his business. They misled him and led him right back into the penitentiary. I wish him well, Joey. I don't know what to say. I'm in litigation with him. And, you know, it's so ridiculous, but nevertheless, it's a fact of life.
I can hear your phone ringing in the background, so I'm just going to briefly ask you. I saw you on the Letterman show, so I'll ask you the same question. What's up with the hair, Don?
You know, Joey, my hair is unnatural.
Uh-huh.
It was kinky and curly, just like any other black when I was in the bed with my beautiful wife, Henrietta.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, a rumbling came in my head. It went ping, 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 ping. And each hair stood up pristine and beautiful, reaching for the heavens. And it was an indication that as long as I remember to take the 2x4 out of my eye before I take the splinter out of yours, I will continue to send to the heavens.
Oh, boy, Don King has answered that question before. Yes, sir.
Joey, baby, only in America.
We'll be watching Madison Square Garden's world-famous event.
Call your local cable operator now.
And Don King, March 13th. Don't miss it. Don, God bless you. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Thank you, Joey. And it's King's Crown and Glory. That's what the name of the fight is. King's Crown and Glory. Thank you, Joey.
Take care. God bless you.
All right, baby.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.